Dr. John Apsley now joining us. He was just on with me about a month ago as we talk about the regeneration effect, cellular regeneration, and here he is. Hey, John, welcome back.
Well, thank you, George. It's a great pleasure.
One, I want to thank you for introducing Mark Starr to this program.
Oh, my pleasure.
The way you have. And tell me, when you were doing your work, especially concentrated on cancer, what did you see about Mark Starr's work that got you to get interested in this?
Well, you know, this goes back, it's a great question. It goes back almost 30 years. The guy who started me in this whole line of thinking specialized in constitutional medicine, and his big thing was thyroid. He was an osteopath, and he understood that the weaknesses in our genes could be passed down through our mothers. And so when I read Mark Starr's work, I got so excited, I got chills, because he nailed it. He nailed it with solid documentation that I had never been able to put together, so I owe him a great debt. And it's the only truly essential hormone. I mean, there are others you have to have too, but in terms of life and death, you know, within minutes, within hours, you're dead if you don't have any thyroid hormone. It's the master hormone. And here's the problem. Here's what all of your listeners should understand. The common prescription for low thyroid conditions is what's called T4. It's a synthetic that's inactive in the body. It has to be converted to T3. Well, you have to have T3 to convert it, T4 into T3 to begin with. But T4 appears from all studies that I've seen to turn off the body's reason for trying to make its own thyroid hormone. So not only does the drug not work like the bioactive form of T3, but it gives blood work signals to physicians who are monitoring their patient's blood that indicates that the patient has enough thyroid hormone in their body when it's not active. So it's just a real catch-22.
All right.
So,
yeah. Let's bring Mark in with us again here. Mark, here's Dr. John.
Hi, Dr. John.
How do you do, sir?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for all your help.
Well, no, I'm grateful to you. So.
Well, it's great support there on both of you for doing this. You know, I've always said if we can just help one person, that makes the entire program worthwhile. And I think you're doing much more than that, both of what you've done, John, and what you're doing, Mark, as well. What do the other, Mark, what do the other medical experts say about theories like yours, work that you've done? I mean, do they jump up and down and say, right on, or they run away from you?
Oh, no. The standard of care is what keeps them in business, and if you vary from the standard of care, which is synthetic thyroid and treating a TSH, basically, the TSH is the thyroid-stimulating hormone that the doctors have been taught for over 40 years to use to diagnose the problem. For instance, in the United States, the number that qualifies you for being hypothyroid is anything above 4.0. Well, guess what? In Sweden, it was 3.0, and after I went over there and did a lecture, they decreased it to 2.5. And in Great Britain, the TSH, the magic number to diagnose low thyroid, is 10. So you have to be above 10 in Great Britain. They raised the TSH in 2006 by proclamation, and there is no science to back this stuff up. It's really remarkable how they came about this in the first place. It's just mind-boggling. But I'm afraid the doctors have been duped for over 40 years into believing this stuff. And there's no, for instance, the thyroid controls the metabolism, the basal metabolism. And I presented research of Dr. Sonkin, my teacher, as well as my research, that showed that patient's metabolism could be as much as 48% below normal and still have a normal TSH. And they said they didn't think so when I presented my research, but they have no research to prove otherwise. So for 40 years, they've been assuming this thing works when it really doesn't.
I found it fascinating how just recently they're saying now, well, maybe we don't need these prostate exams for men the way we're doing it or this often. It's kind of scary when they backtrack after a while, isn't it?
Well, it's scary. There's no doubt about that, but there are absolutely no long-term clinical studies that show that the T4 that they're using is effective in treating patients. It's effective in manipulating blood tests, which is what they've been doing for 40 years. But as far as the treatment of the patients goes, that's been out the window since that textbook I referred to that I have all the pictures in my book, 1957.
There's an affliction out there called Morgellons that nobody really seems to understand. Could this be part of a thyroid problem?
Well, the thyroid controls the immune system. And when your immune system diminishes, you're susceptible to all sorts of organisms. And I'm sure Dr. John would be very interested in my friend Jerry Tennant's research, because he has a book called Healing is Voltage. And that's a whole other subject, but the body operates at minus 20, minus 25 millivolts, which is what they taught us in medical school. The cells depolarize at minus 22 millivolts, and all the oxygen saturation, the enzyme reactions in the body, all the cellular channels are pH and voltage dependent. Nobody ever taught me that voltage and pH, you know, we're supposed to be slightly alkaline in order to be healthy. And when we're slightly alkaline and we have a normal voltage, the bugs can't survive.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to increase the voltage up to minus 50 millivolts in order to heal things. And so many patients can't even increase their voltage that much. All the voltage is stored in good fat, so you need 20% of your diet has to be good fat. And the voltage, when the voltage starts to drop, is when you get sick, because the body makes something called ATP as our energy currency. And you make 38 molecules of ATP per trip through something called the Krebs cycle if you have enough oxygen and voltage. And if you do not, when your voltage drops and the oxygen saturation drops, the bugs move in, you become anaerobic. It's not enough. Anaerobic means no oxygen. Aerobic means oxygen. And you switch to anaerobic metabolism if your pH and your voltage drop. And you only make 2 molecules of ATP, so instead of running on 38 miles a gallon, you run on 2 miles per gallon, and all the bugs move in, including Morgellons, bugs, yeast. There's a book called Cancer is a Fungus out there, Dr. Tullio Simoncini wrote. But Dr. Tennant's research is quite profound, and I checked the voltage on every one of my patients, and not only that, but he discovered, he didn't know about thyroid, and I didn't know about voltage. he discovered in short order, once he read my book, that the number one cause of low voltage is low thyroid.
John, how difficult is it for people just to monitor their own physical situation and try to fix it?
That's a great question. I'm going to be giving a speech at a keynote lecture at Health Freedom Expo in Chicago in June, and what we're going to talk about is exactly what Mark is talking about now, that what's actually happened, and this is how people can monitor themselves at home, is that back in the 30s, 1930s, there was no adequate way to test for low thyroid except through a basal metabolic chamber, which was a six-hour test. Well, Broda Barnes, MD, PhD, that Mark, I'm sure, has referred to, was the first to show conclusively that the underarm temperature, which is real simple, or anyone can do it, is just as accurate as the six-hour metabolic chamber was. Well, in the 50s, they decided to take a group of maybe 10 or 12,000 college kids, most of which were low thyroid, and just pronounce that they were healthy because they were 20 years old, and they took all their blood and started figuring out what the blood parameters should be. Well, doctors who were taught, were all taught to view the patient through an exam and through the clinical findings as the primary. Then you do blood workup and other diagnostics to confirm or rule out what you see in your clinical impressions. Well, it's become backwards. Now we rely upon blood work, which is inaccurate, because if you were to take a simple study and with what Mark was saying, just take the temperatures under the arm at the basal point, first thing in the morning when you wake up, and you'd see that all these people taking synthetic T4 had low body temperatures.